Today is July 22nd, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover how food choices connect to mood at a biological level, why your 2 to 4 p.m. energy crash isn't just getting older, and how a specific style of exercise showed brain benefits still measurable 5 years later. Before we get into any of that, here's the message underneath all of it. Your body is not a mystery you have to endure. It's a system you get to understand. You are allowed to ask questions, notice patterns, and advocate for yourself in every doctor's appointment and every daily choice. That agency is the real foundation of wellness, and everything else we talk about today builds on it. Let's start with something that might genuinely surprise you. What you eat may shape your mood more directly than most of us were taught to believe. Dr. Drew Ramsey, a psychiatrist, spoke with Dr. Mark Hyman on The Doctor's Pharmacy about a trial testing a Mediterranean-style diet for clinical depression. Think of the number needed to treat like a simple efficiency score. It tells you how many people need to try something before one person notices a real, meaningful benefit. For the Mediterranean diet approach, that number was about 4. For augmenting antidepressant medication with an atypical antipsychotic, it was about 10. That doesn't mean food replaces medication or therapy. Dr. Ramsey was careful and clear about that, but it does suggest food deserves a real seat at the table in how we think about mood support. He also pointed to research, including findings from the Women's Health Initiative, linking diets heavy in processed and high glycemic foods to a greater risk of depression. That idea connects naturally to something almost everyone experiences, the mid-afternoon crash.
In a separate episode, Dr. Mark Hyman broke down why that 2 to 4 p.m. slump shows up so predictably.
Picture your blood sugar like a wave. When a meal is low in protein and high in refined carbohydrates, that wave spikes fast and then crashes just as fast, dragging your energy down with it. Layer on top of that a circadian rhythm that's out of sync, maybe from inconsistent sleep or not enough morning light, plus ongoing stress that keeps cortisol elevated at the wrong times of day, and you get that heavy, foggy afternoon feeling that so many people just assume is normal aging. It isn't necessarily. More importantly, both conversations, Ramsey's and Hyman's, point to the same underlying truth. Steady blood sugar and a well-regulated nervous system tend to produce steadier mood and steadier energy day after day. Movement tells a similar story, but for your brain specifically, not just your fitness. Dr. Tommy Wood, a neuroscience researcher, spoke with Andrew Huberman about a trial comparing two exercise styles over 6 months, a high-intensity interval program known as the Norwegian 4x4 protocol, and steady, moderate, zone 2 cardio. Here's the visual progress map worth picturing. Both groups improved their fitness by similar amounts, so on a basic fitness chart, the two lines would look nearly identical. But when researchers looked inside the brain using MRI, focusing on the hippocampus, the region tied closely to memory, the interval group showed clearly better outcomes. And remarkably, that brain benefit was still detectable 5 years later. That's a long echo from just 6 months of structured effort. Building on that theme of the nervous system shaping physical experience, Dr. Joe Damiani, a physical therapist, speaking with Dr. Will Cole, described how chronic jaw pain, neck tension, and headaches often aren't purely structural problems. Instead, they can reflect how your nervous system is interpreting signals from your body, almost like a smoke alarm that's become oversensitive. This may help explain why brain fog so often travels alongside these pain patterns. It's not two unrelated problems. It may be one nervous system under strain showing up in multiple places at once. And finally, Dr. Hyman added an important reminder in a separate Q&A. Subclinical thyroid symptoms and gut imbalances are frequently waved off as ordinary fatigue, when they may actually be an addressable pattern worth raising directly with your provider. So what's one simple, doable step for today? You don't need to overhaul your entire routine. Just try this. At your next meal, add one source of protein, eggs, yogurt, beans, whatever you have, alongside some color, like leafy greens or a piece of fruit. That's it. It costs nothing, it takes no special equipment, and it's the same small, steady kind of choice that Dr. Ramsey emphasized matters more than any dramatic overhaul. If you want to go a step further, step outside for 10 minutes within the first hour of waking tomorrow. It's a gentle nudge to your circadian rhythm that costs you nothing but a few minutes. And a gentle safety note, this is educational, not a diagnosis or a treatment plan. If you're dealing with persistent fatigue, mood changes, chronic pain, or digestive symptoms that won't let up, please bring them to your provider rather than sitting with them alone. You're always allowed to ask why a recommendation applies specifically to you, and you're always allowed to seek a second opinion if something doesn't sit right. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.